Treaty Talk, the Youth Edition, with Jody Anzo, citizen of the Kliko Nation Northwest Territories and 2020 National Treaty Simulation Participant.
I attended the National Simulation in February 2020. I thought it was very engaging. I would do it all over again.
What did you learn at the simulation?
I learned that it is not an overnight process. It is long, it is tiring, it could take from days, weeks, months to years, and that don't lose hope. Even if they keep saying no, fight for what you want, because there's nothing more satisfying than meeting consensus at the end of the day. Nothing more satisfying. I think I probably only met consensus once while at the treaty simulation, and I was so happy because I was negotiating for hours and hours and hours on end, from 9 to 5 probably. I have so much respect for the people that do negotiate.
Why should youth get involved?
I believe that more youth should get involved with treaty simulations and modern treaties because we lack knowledge. A lot of youth nowadays do not know what a treaty is. I think it is important for youth to know what it is because it will get passed down to us eventually. We will be the future leaders and we will be the ones negotiating and implementing treaties. The only way to start is to get involved. Start small. Take baby steps if you have to. Start going to public community meetings if your community has some, or if your city has some. Get involved. Have your voice heard. If you have a concern, raise it, because no one else can read your mind and no one else could speak up for you. You should be your own advocate. Just get it done. My advice to somebody who is new into modern treaties is research. Look it up. There are plenty of online resources today that we can educate ourselves on. I'm just incredibly grateful that the Gordon Foundation gave me the opportunity to learn about treaty simulations and negotiation. Masicho. Thank you.